Do you want to bring Katie in?
Yes, we get her in. Katie okay, B, right. Our guest is here.
You introduced her to us?
Yeah, you've not met her, have you? Have you met her, Dave?
No, I saw her at said Christmas gathering, uh-huh. But I've not met.
Okay, well, right, she's amazing, is Katie B. Let's have a round of
come
applause.
Come on in, Katie B!
Yay.
Hi, Katie B.
Hi.
Welcome.
Oh, Katie B, you're
thanks
wee.
For me.
How are you?
Huh?
You're wee.
I'm wee.
Yeah. You're only little.
You're only little.
Very little.
Nice to meet
yeah,
you.
I'm a midget.
No,
really?
Not, yeah, but you're no mean.
Okay. And this is Dave.
Hello, Katie.
You're right, Dave.
This is Christopher.
Hi, Katie.
Hello,
this is Katie.
Hi, Katie B.
Have you been listening
you
today? Be honest.
No.
On the
no
in the
no
live lounge.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you
what do you mean?
You
just
the
before
building
you walked in to the studio yeah from the other room, you were listening.
Yeah, I was there oh, for
really
a good
nice
5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Have you donated? You can do it when you leave.
Yeah, nearly.
You can do it when you leave.
Nearly.
Okay.
It's, there's no signal
she's all
down
over
here
this.
There's no signal down here.
Yeah, 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 good, good yeah answer. Yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's been going on today, Katie B? How was your day?
Oh, I've just been, you know, just doing lots of interviews, really, mm-hmm, actually.
What's your most asked question? What does the B stand
you
for?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you know, that's not, you mm-hmm would think I'd get that more, but, you know.
Which one did he say? What?
What does the B stand for?
Yeah.
By the way, what does the B stand for?
Banana.
Katie Banana.
Yeah.
Kate Banana, yeah.
Yeah, sick name.
That's wicked, isn't it?
But what is it? What's the most you like, oh my god, I'm not answering this anymore.
Brian.
Yeah?
Yes.
Brian.
It's not as
exciting.
The B stands for Brian?
Yeah.
Katie Brian.
Yeah.
Katie Brian, right, yeah.
Because she's at like a mashup of two people. Katie. Right.
And Brian.
Brian.
Wow, I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah.
Katie Brian.
Yeah. So where have you been? Tell me about your tour.
Which tour?
Your radio tour today, I've interviewed.
Oh, no. Well, yesterday I was all in, like, Birmingham and Manchester, mm-hmm, and the day before I was in Lincolnshire.
Oh, hello.
And but today I was
glamorous
in London. Yeah, today I was in London, just doing more phony kind of
do
stuff.
Do you get time to be at home? Because I imagine now it's kicked off
not
the last
really
couple
I've
months
been doing,
now
like, proper 14-hour days, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I can't really complain
oh
about that.
I was going to say,
14-hour day, Dave?
Hey, Katie, look at the clock behind me. Right, we've been
16 hours,
8 minutes we've been on the air for.
Yeah. Maybe you
it's
should
amazing
measure it in, like, the days.
Excuse
of
me?
Maybe you should measure the hours that you've been here.
Right.
I was thinking we could maybe do that between midnight and two.
Yeah.
It'll take me that long. Sorry. I'm being
like, measure the hours in the hours of a day that a pop star works.
Yeah.
So you've leapfrogged Katie B. You're approaching, like, Lady Gaga.
Are you a pop star, Katie? Do you class yourself as a pop star?
I don't know.
I love this question. If you go on holiday, let's say you go on holiday to St. Lucia, right?
Yeah.
You get a week off. And you're in the hotel, and you're at the bar, and you've seen this couple, like, for the last three, four days. They're staying at the same resort, and you get chatting with them, and they go, so what's your name? You go, Katie, where are you from? And, what do you do? What would you say to a complete stranger?
I'm a musician.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, what music do you play?
I play kind of country / classical.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Sometimes I mix it up a little bit.
No.
Have you done that yet? Have you lied to people's face?
It depends. Like, sometimes when you're, you know, cab drivers always love to talk to you. Mm.
Always.
They always love it. And sometimes I'll be like, they'll sort of say, oh, are you KB? Oh, you know, and they'll say, oh, my daughter likes you. And, you know, you'll get chatting with
I hate you, but my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves you.
I think it's just noise, and it's always too bloody loud.
Actually, no, someone has actually said that. A cab driver actually has said that before. But then sometimes you're just like, yeah, you're just tired, and you're just like, yeah, I'm a receptionist, yeah.
Because it's easier,
you're a
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
I'm easier dropping you off at a recording studio. That's where
that's
I work.
Where
on reception. Yeah.
I always get cabbies when I get a cab here to work at night time, and they're like, oh, where are you going? And I say the address, and they're like, oh, just buy Radio 1. I was like, yeah, yeah, please. And they're like, plays rubbish, that machine. I get especially
the
night
fella at night time.
They're like, especially at night. They're like, what'd you do? They're like, a show. It's just noise. Absolute noise.
I used to say,
oh, it's nice. You know, nice
dying
for the ego before you come to the show.
I've done that. We used to work for another radio station. I used to work for Capital, and you get in a cab in London, and every cab knows Capital Radio. Oh, what'd you do? You a DJ? And you just think, the fact that they're asking obviously means they don't know who I am. So rather than get into it, I go, no, I answer the phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, what's your deal? And the phone's on. And I'm like, Just a late night
quizzes show.
I used to say I was an engineer or a technician or something, because they never normally ask any more questions after that.
But then you don't want to do that and then them have some like weird technology facts and be like, oh, really? Oh, he studied
and then
that.
You just sound like a really bad engineer.
Just say that I'm not very good. Yeah. I'm a really rubbish engineer. Don't ask me any questions and keep on driving.
Connected.
Yeah, we are. Should we play Plan B?
Oh no, I was going to say should we play Katie B?
Close.
The other B. Close. Yeah.
All right. Katie, do you want to introduce your own song?
Sure.
Go on then. Yeah, DJ Katie B.
Which one is it?
We'll go for the recent hit.
We'll play
one.
Broken Record.
Okay. This is my new song. It's Broken Record.
Wow, look at that.
I've been doing all day.
Broken record. KDB, Broken Record, coming out on the 28th of March, which is a third single from the album.
Yes, it is. I'm just going to order some tea. KDB, you hungry? Does anyone want anything?
I've just eaten, thank you.
Okay. I've just eaten as well,
You're going to order your food?
Yeah.
What are you having?
I'm going to have a pizza.
Oh, don't
what?
Do it.
Why
no,
can't
hang
you
on,
a
pizza? Not in here. I
Why?
Mean, I know technically this is your
Why
show,
do you have a big
but...
slab of cake afterwards?
Why can't you eat a pizza?
And loads of fizzy pop.
Because, right,
I'll
explain.
It's cheese-free.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have cheese on a pizza?
No, not really.
So what do you have...
I have just a tomato.
1 second, Katie. Sorry, this is fascinating.
Do you know what? I talk about this every single night on the show. So
cheese on your pizza. I know that because I listen. So no cheese on pizza.
No cheese. I get the Napolitana, but with no cheese. So it's got tomato.
Yeah.
And then I have some chilies, some artichoke, and then some rocket, and then a bit of parmesan.
Are you single?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Do you know what? It's a bit like Chappers I used to work here.
Yeah.
Used to order Hawaiian pizza, but with
no Hawaiian.
No pineapple. Essentially a ham pizza.
A ham pizza.
Yeah. I have a pepperoni passion with no pepperoni, please.
But no, we're not eating pizza and other junk food because we've been told to eat.
You can have a slice. It's
good
like
things.
Thin, you know, it's thin crust. Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Yeah. We've had dim sum.
And you don't get that. You don't get any like chicken strippers or anything else. Garlic
chicken
bread.
Strippers.
Yeah. You don't get any of them.
No, I don't get any chicken strippers.
You don't. No. You're talking as if you don't know what chicken strippers are.
It's a food, by the way. There's not dancers.
Katie,
that's rude.
No, rude.
Aren't they just called chicken strippers?
You've never heard of chicken strippers?
They're from like McDonald's or something, aren't they?
No, it's from a pizza place which is named after I don't know how.
It's the type of game that old men play in the pub.
Yeah, you know the game Domino's? There's a pizza place named after them. But other pizza places are available, obviously.
I've never heard of a chicken stripper.
Oh, you want to get on it?
Yeah. What is it? Just a bit of chicken?
Like a chicken goujon.
Yeah, and they have like little dips. Normally comes with either barbecue or honey mustard, doesn't it? No, they normally give you two dips. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Double
dip.
Double dipping.
Anyway, back to Katie.
Back to Katie B. And I love Broken Record.
Oh, cheers.
I really do. I feel like it's a nice, like a, I don't know, like the friendlier side of Katie B.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a bit more lovely.
So. Yeah, it is more romantic, isn't
it?
It's that kind of side coming out there.
Yeah. Is it about me? Come on, be honest.
Be honest and say no.
No.
No, don't think so.
Is it about anybody?
I don't know. I think when I write songs, it's more about, like, it's more an emotion that kind of draws on a lot of different things.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, rather than, like, it was this one guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's been loads of them.
Have you ever...
That's a, like a whole coach load.
Have you ever written a song like about an experience which you haven't had or a situation you haven't had and you've just kind of put yourself in the mindset of it and written a song?
Yeah, definitely. There's a song on my album called Witch's Brew and I'm not a witch.
Oh, right.
And I
That's
haven't
clever.
Made
a brew?
I made a brew.
Yeah, we just had a brew now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, Witch's Brew.
Because I always think when you listen to like, because I think some songwriters like write all from the heart and everything, but they've got to be able to write a song pretty much about anything.
Definitely. Otherwise it gets boring because they just write about themselves all the time.
Yeah.
And if you're happily, like, let's say there's songwriters out there, of which there are many, who are happily married and been with the same person for years, and then you listen to their album and the song's about breaking up, the song's about lost loves, and the song's about... And two things always cross my mind. Number one, do they sit there and go, right, I'm going to write a song about being miserable because my woman's left me. And do you want a cup of tea, love? Yeah, thanks. What time is dinner? All right, we're going out. Right, lovely. And then they have to kind of put themselves in the mindset of being heartbroken.
Yeah.
And then the other side of that is, I don't know if you're single or you've got someone, I don't know.
Are you single, yeah.
Officially single, but you secretly got someone.
Right, I'm okay.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Katie's secretly seeing someone. She doesn't want anyone to know that, right?
Okay. Fair enough.
So then you write a song about breaking up with someone and how heartbroken you are. Does the songwriter's partner then go, who's that about then? And then get jealous. Because
I think that's probably definitely something that happens.
You can only write about what you know.
Yeah. That's a great thing to write about as a song.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And you can call it It's Only a Song, Love.
Yeah, catchy, yeah. Be nice,
it paid for the holiday. Shut up.
So shut up complaining, yeah. When's the tour happening? That's soon, right?
April and May.
Oh, Nazi.
How do you know all this?
I've got tickets to see it at least.
Have you? Do you know what was weird, actually? Before Christmas, someone put up a poster near my house that said, KTB, Coco. Is he playing Coco?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
5th of May. I was like, is this being advertised now?
At Christmas?
Yeah.
That's a long way in advance, isn't it?
People were prepared.
That's when the tickets came on sale. Yeah.
Katie, please say it's sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out.
I was going to say.
Because if tickets are still available.
I don't know. I think there are still some in Leeds. Yeah, maybe.
All right.
I don't know. I'm not too sure.
Well, I bought loads, let me tell you.
He's got loads.
There might not be many left.
Are your mum and dad going as well?
Yes, they love KTB.
Yeah.
My mum and dad are well into it. You'd be surprised.
What do your mum and dad actually like? Because my mum and dad listen to my radio, and my dad always says, it's all right, but the music's bloody awful.
And does he say that to his friends as well?
Oh, yeah, to everyone.
Nick is great, awful. But the music's bloody awful.
Or I go home, and they're like, go and see your Auntie Carmel. She'll really love to see you. She'd be nice to, you know, go back home, go and see your Auntie Carmel. And the first thing she says is like, Nick, that music, it's awful. So I don't come around and complain about your job.
It's opposite from my mum and dad. They love the music I play. Hey, the talking. My mum goes to the Leeds Festival every year.
I've heard this.
Yeah, and now for the last couple of years has done a report on the local BBC News, which is Look North.
Amazing.
And they always say to her, the first time she ever did it was for our radio show years ago, and we gave her a few names of bands to say she'd been to see because we thought it'd be funny. I don't do that anymore. I have absolutely nothing to do with it. She gets given tickets by the organisers of the Leeds Festival, the backstage passes.
Stage access.
My life. Nothing to do with me.
Seriously.
And she did an interview for the telly at the Leeds Festival last year, and she was like, literally, she's from Dublin, my mum. She goes, well, there's some Dizzy Rascals on now, I'm missing him. I've been to see the Cribs, and they were very, very good. And it's all genuine. Absolutely loves it. She's at the Big Weekend every single
She is. VIP Vera.
VIP Vera, I was going to say. I've seen her at Big Weekend with a pass that I've seen not even the artists have.
No.
Oh, God.
She's got her own.
It says VIP V on it, and it's like a one-of-a-kind pass that gets you everywhere.
Katie, at some point on your tour, you will see her backstage. It's unbelievable.
Crowd surfing.
And you'll go, who's the old woman? Who's the not that old. Sorry, Mum. Who's the young-looking woman?
Who's that beautiful young woman?
But then, like, I kind of used to get embarrassed about it, and then I just gave up, because everyone loves a mum, right?
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Like, if we met Katie B's mum, we'd be like,
oh, she's lovely. Yeah.
And then we'd
say, hello, Mrs.
Hello,
Brian.
Angie. Yeah, she's probably listening.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Angie B.
Angie B.
While we're on Mum and Dad's, I took them to Big Weekend. And my dad is, like, not into music at all.
Well, any music?
No.
Really?
Oh. He likes Ella Fitzgerald.
Right.
And he likes Bill Withers. And Bob Marley, and that is it. Frank Sinatra.
That's a very eclectic mixer, isn't it? Bob Marley and Frank Sinatra.
But I mean, that's it. Four CDs. That's it. They're on repeat. He sings all the lyrics to them all the time, wrongly. And I took him to Big Weekend, because I was like, have you ever been to a gig? And he's like, no. Like, you know, in his 60s, took my mum. I was trying to get them to go to Glastonbury.
Yeah. Right.
And they would not come, so I took them to Big Weekend. My mum was banging to it.
Really?
My dad hated it.
Really?
Oh, as soon as we got there, it was like, is this the thing that you do every weekend?
Did you
like,
drink? Yeah.
Not really.
Oh, right. Oh, because then you just sit like my dad and sit.
Go in the beer tent.
Yeah, no, he doesn't really drink, no.
My dad, as we're
Where's my mum?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My dad. Mum meets all the stars. Mum loves all the showbiz stuff. So
yeah,
she'll be go over to everyone. And she's met everybody. She met Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters before I did.
That's ridiculous.
But my dad, he's not really that bothered. He'll socialise with everyone and have a drink, and he likes it all and everything. Anyway, one year at the Big Weekend, Pink played, And my mum had to go and meet Pink. So she goes over, hello, I'm Chris's mum and all that. And Dad was there going, hello, like that. Anyway, Pink goes, are you Chris Moore's dad? Oh, my God. And that's it. Pink was obsessed with my dad. And my dad has no idea who she is. He just thinks she's a lovely American girl. You know, he just probably thought she was giving out programs and stuff. He didn't have a clue. And he's like, what was that girl's name? Pink.
But your dad can talk to anybody, though.
Yeah. But they love it. They'll be there this year.
Yeah.
And hopefully you will be, Katie. We don't know. We don't know if you are.
I'll be my mum and dad.
Yeah! We'll have a big family loving. Yeah. That came out wrong, but I think you know what I was trying to say.
In a friendly way.
Yeah, in a nice way.
Right. We're going to do the feature on the album.
Oh, yeah. Should we do this? So we do this feature every night, as you know, because you listen.
Yes, sir.
It's called... It was a feature that we dreamt up about. Dreamt up is the lamest feature ever. But we pulled this one out of the bag about... 9:30 when the show was starting at 10 o'clock on our first ever show. We were thinking, probably need some features on this show. It's called 1,000 Albums That Everybody Says You Should Listen To, but we only have time to play one track, so here it is. And it's
by the way, what a great way of keeping you contracted for at least 1,000
2014.
Shows.
2014.
Very clever.
Did we not contribute our own suggestions for this?
You did. Cara, do you want to explain why we're not using those? We're doing it tomorrow.
Let us down tomorrow.
Okay. We're doing it tomorrow.
All right. Good.
We're doing it tomorrow.
Good.
So don't worry.
Good. No, because I've had a look at the list.
Yeah.
So, Katie, you chose an album.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is an album that you think everybody should have in their life.
Definitely. I think she's really underrated.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say who it is?
Yeah, because I've never heard of her.
She's called Teja Moses.
Bless you.
Teja Moses.
Teja Moses. Teja Moses.
She, look, we've got some facts here.
Yeah, go on, read out some facts if you want.
Okay. Before becoming a singer, she was an assistant stylist to Will Smith, Khalees, and No Doubt.
Wow.
All right.
But she's also written songs for Mary J. Blige and Christina Milian.
Wow.
Was the album produced by Paul Poley and Lil Jon and Raphael Sadiq?
Yes.
Yeah. Is she an R&B soul singer from New Orleans?
Yes.
Well, I think I do
know
her.
Yeah. You do know, okay. Right. Should we do it?
Yeah, what's the album called?
It's called Complex Simplicity.
Let's listen to a quick version of it.
So when did you get into this album, Katie B?
I think I was about 16 or 17, definitely. And one of my friend's dads actually showed it.
Yeah.
Well, he showed it to her and then she was like, you've got to check this new
thing out. Hear this.
What a cool dad.
Mm. I can hear your influences from this, yeah?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I mean, I think at the beginning when I first started to write songs, I think I was just trying to be her in every way, really. So, yeah, I owe her a lot of credit. And I went to go and see her last year. She came to London as well. She played at 229, which is just...
Oh, yeah, just over the road.
Yeah. Just next to 230.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Top by the station.
You can't miss it, to be honest.
It's over the road from 231.
I've never heard of the woman. Is that really bad to admit?
No, it's not. She's quite...
No, do you know what? I've not. This is, right. This is the first
actually?
In a while that I've not...
She was signed to Little John's label.
Right.
And then that went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Went bankrupt.
Oh. Do you? I've never heard of her, but I'm into it. I'm liking this.
Yeah. She's kind of like... Yeah, she's cool.
All right. Well, let's hear some Teja Moses.
1,000 Albums Chosen by Katie B.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's Teja Moses. Don't laugh at me, sexy.
It's late night love,
very
isn't
sexy.
It?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm feeling that, Katie.
Good job. Teja, what a voice. Can you do a bit of styling on me? Thanks.
Ooh.
A bit of what?
Styling. She used to be a stylist.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you not listen?
I was listening.
She used to be a stylist for Will Smith.
Maybe like a slang word or something.
Yeah, me too.
No.
A bit of styling.
You mucky girl.
No.
What's wrong with you?
Katie B. Katie B. Well, thank you for coming in to see us.
Thanks, Katie B.
Thanks, Katie B.
What happens now?
Go to bed, hopefully.
Oh, don't say it.
Don't say the B word.
Don't say the B word.
Say you're going to do some work.
I'll go to the cinema,
yeah.
Going to do some
Charity.
You're going to the cinema now? Wow, you work in the cinema as well?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Katie busy. Very busy. Well, thank you for coming in. Good luck on tour. Are you nervous or confident? How are we feeling about tour?
On one hand, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I've done like support stuff, so you're kind of more nervous doing the support in a way because you're thinking they're waiting for Tiny.
Yeah, I guess like everyone's like eating like their crisps and stuff. Yeah.
Why don't you go on tour and then when the support acts on, stand in the wings and go, they're waiting for me, they're waiting for me, hurry up, get off, don't be too good
with a cane,
but don't be broken. Yeah.
Waiting for Katie, yeah. Waiting for Katie.
You keep walking, just go like, how many songs you got left? Come on, hurry up.
No one cares.
Yes.
Who is supporting you?
Jagger.
Okay.
Mick Jagger.
She's doing well.
Hey.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, all good right. Luck on tour with Mick Jagger.
Thanks, Katie B.
Thank you.
Thank
nice
you very
to meet
much.
You.
Katie B, everyone.
Yay. Katie B, everyone. Loving it.